And welcome back to Strangeland Radio. What's happening?
What's going on, folks?
Like we said, tonight we're going to do things a little different. We're going to listen to the listeners out there. We're going to take some feedback in. And
well, for those of you who don't know, Brad and I, we're founders of Louisiana Spirits Paranormal Investigations. Kind of like what you see on TV, except we do it, you know, here in Louisiana.
And we don't get paid. We're broke.
Yes. So if anybody wants to send donations, hey, I'm all for it.
We take food, too.
I love food. Anybody wants to come by the station with a pizza, I'm freaking starving right now.
Okay, like I said, everyone always, usually the first question everyone asks us is, what's the most active, most spooky awesome place you've been to? And without a doubt, that would be Waverly Hills Tuberculosis Sanitarium in Louisville, Kentucky. We were fortunate enough to get to investigate there, and we went out there. It was about, what, 20, 25 of us?
Yeah, it was a lot of people.
Took us, some of us took the 13-hour drive, others flew.
I flew. I'm too lazy to drive.
Yeah, me too. Get there, tons of equipment, get there to this massive five-story building. A little history on the place. It was built around probably the 1920s due to the huge outbreak of tuberculosis that was going on. At first, they had a small little hospital there already, but, I mean, the deaths were so high, the death rate, they had to build something. So they built this massive five-story hospital. And, I mean, there's lots of myths behind the place, anywhere from...
Well, one of the things is they used to say they used to hang the bodies upside down and drain the blood out of them to keep the tuberculosis, like, you know, contaminated, but that's not true.
Yeah, there's a lot of myths behind the place, but such as the death rate, people say that was anywhere from 80,000 to 100,000 deaths, but that's said to believe statewide.
Yeah, from what I'm hearing, it's more like, what, 30,000?
Yeah, 30, still nonetheless, 50. There's
a lot of people that died.
Thousands
there.
Of deaths there. There were no cures at the time for TB. They tried horrific things from removing portions of lungs to removing ribs.
And they do all this with very little anesthesia.
If any, yeah.
They give you some whiskey and a piece of wood to chew on. And here, we're going to cut out your ribs.
Bite down.
Called a thoraplaxy.
Yeah, thoraplaxy. Sounds fun. I might ask Santa for that for Christmas.
I think I'll pass on that one.
But yeah, I mean, the death rates were high nonetheless. They were probably averaging 5 to 6 deaths a day. The death rate was so high, in fact, they have what they call the death tunnel. The 500-plus foot tunnel that goes at a 45-degree angle under the ground. And it was basically a body chute. They would dump the bodies down and keep them away from the already low-morale patients. But that's a little bit of history on the place, known throughout the paranormal community as a highly active place.
Yeah, so probably like the number 2 place in the world to investigate. We're very lucky to get there.
We wanted to put it to the test. So like I said, we get out there and rented out the place. Definitely worth the money. I think we paid, what, $100 a person?
$100 a person. But yeah. It was, man, the experiences we had there tonight, some of which we're going to play for y'all later tonight.
Yeah, we'll get into that. We'll tell you a little bit of our actual paranormal experiences once we were there.
Maybe even later tonight, y'all can hear my rapping skills.
Maybe so. Walk it out.
Yep.
Brandon and I definitely had probably one of our most intense experiences there, something I like to call the pucker effect.
Yes.
But we'll get onto that a little bit later. We'll play some great sound recordings. And
We'll play some EVPs for later on tonight for y'all. But for a little local stuff right now. Anybody who wants to rock out coming this week on the 23rd at one of my favorite places to go, Finnegan's Wake. Awesome place.
Great beer selection.
Oh, yes. Great beer. They're doing the Eddie Mapp's Christmas Jam. And anybody who doesn't know who Eddie Mapp is, he's a sound guy. Been on tour with lots of great, great bands. Awesome dude. Basically, this is a second annual jam. It's open to anybody who wants to come play. Like I said, that'll be December 23rd. There's a $5 cover at 7 o'clock. And, you know, speaking of Christmas jams, makes me love the Christmas music. And I have some very favorite Christmas music, some of which we're going to play throughout the show to y'all tonight.
Ain't nothing like some good festive music to get you in the holiday spirit.
Yeah, so here's one of my favorite songs, sung by the luscious, soulful voice of Eric Cartman.
Oh, holy night.
Only on Red 104.3.
There's a breathy singing. It is the night of our dear Savior's baby.
104.3 Strangeland, what's up?
Can I make a song request?
Yeah, what you got?
Yeah, I've played Linkin Park, Leave Out All the Rest lately.
I don't believe so. We can see what we can do for you.
All right, if you can put that on, I really appreciate it.
All right, who's your favorite radio station?
Red 104.3.
All right, man.
All right.
I dreamed I was missing. You were so scared, but no one would listen, 'cause no one else cared. After my dreaming, I woke with this fear. What am I leaving when I'm done here? So if you're
Pod 104.3. Think of it kind of like we're like, I don't know, like cool music for free on your radio. But we're not really a radio thing, you know.
You're listening to Red 104.3.
Hey, dude, where'd you get that lame-o music?
All right, welcome back to Strangeland Radio. Again, as most people know, we're paranormal investigators by trade. Well, not by trade, but as a hobby. But one of the places we investigate, Waverly Hills up in Kentucky. Awesome place, huge place. Lots of people died there. Cool thing is we actually caught a lot of evidence while we were there. We caught what we call EVPs, electronic voice phenomenon. This is basically where we take a recorder and we record while we're investigating, but we don't hear what's happening on the recorder. It's not until we get home and we start playing back the recorder that we can actually hear sounds. So we're going to share a little EVP here with you tonight. Brad, you want to set this up?
Yeah, this one was one of our members, James, who does our cool intro, by the way. Mm-hmm. Thanks, James. He was investigating. I'm not sure which floor it was on, but he, as he was taking pictures, he saw like a small ball of light. He looked close, and it was a lightning bug. So he stops. He says, that was a firefly. And at the same time he says that was a firefly, you hear this young kid's voice say, yeah, it was. And, I mean, of course, we have no...
Yeah, we don't bring children with investigations with us.
Right. So I'm going to play this clip for you. You might want to turn it up real quick, your radio, and listen. It's at the very end of the clip. Did y'all guys hear that? I'm going to play it one more time for you.
Man, that still gives me chills every time I hear that.
Yeah, I mean, that's freaky. Just a kid's voice, and no one was there when we did it.
No kids. And if you can't hear these audio clips real well, you can go to laspirits.com. That's our main website, and listen to everything online there.
Yeah, but we got more of that coming up. Up next, though, is Rob Zombie with Never Gonna Stop.
Use my body to keep you alive.
Your horse. guys, look who showed up. We have a visitor.
Well, tarnation, I'm Gagglebelly. Come on, y'all, commence to jaggling.
I hope you can see this because I'm doing it as hard as I can.
Red 104.3.
Come home, I'm so tired. My balls don't know what I do. See, I wear my fingers to the bone in a scratchy three-piece suit. You know I need a boss that understands, baby. Yeah, I like to work, but see, I like to play it too.
If you've got the hate your job blues, find your new career at StarTech. Starting pay of $8.50 per hour, excellent benefits, rapid growth and advancement, and your Hawaiian shirt still qualifies as business attire. This is not a telemarketing job. You get to help real people with real problems every day as a customer service agent with StarTech. Look online at StarTech.com/careers.
I got a low down broke, ain't got no money, hate my job blues. StarTech, baby.
Careers are just more fun at StarTech. Visit StarTech.com now.
Ho, 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 it's Christmas time. It's me, Joseph Collada, Red Suspenders from Cajun Outdoor Cookware. We have quadrupled our store inventory, and if you're buying a Christmas gift for someone that loves to cook, you gotta come see me. We have all the Cadillac cookers that everybody wants. We can hardly keep them in stock. We also have a huge shipment of Chef Roy, all in different colors. We have high-quality utensils, cutting boards, and everything you need for Christmas shopping. With prices this low, you will have money left over so you can buy yourself something very nice. Or maybe, hey, you know, buy me something. Come see our complete line of pots and pans and cookers from $19.95 to $299. Large or small, we have them all. Come see me on the Lake Charles Highway in the old Farrell Gas Building in Alexander, Louisiana.
Cajun outdoor cooking equipment. Now that's cooking in a big way.
Okay, you have to try this roll.
Not unless I know what's in it.
What does it matter? It tastes fantastic. Try it.
Okay, okay. Oh. Who'd have thought? This is better than...
Whoa, slow down there, Buster Brown.
Surprise yourself with the fantastic food of Sake Sushi. Get catering or stop by right next to Four Seasons Bowling on North Mall Drive. Once you've tried Sake Sushi, you'll agree everything is better in the raw.
Hey, Joe, want to go grab a beer after work tonight?
Sorry, Bob. I'm going to the gym.
The gym? At this time of night?
Yeah, I'm heading over to Anytime Fitness. They're open, well, anytime.
Anytime Fitness is here for you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with a comfortable and clean environment, top-of-the-line equipment, and personal trainers available to help you look your best. During the pre-opening sale, get all this at an unbelievable low price with free tanning included, as well as no enrollment fee. Anytime Fitness, call today for this limited time offer. 442-7877. A new location coming soon on Coliseum Boulevard across from Walmart in Alexandria.
Crossroads Regional Hospital of Alexandria is currently looking to fill positions for full-time certified recreational therapists, activity therapists, LPNs for utilization review, case managers, mental health technicians, registered nurses, LPNs, and social workers. For more information on these or other positions, or to find out more about Crossroads Regional Hospital services, call 1-800-737-3808. Crossroads Regional Hospital is an accredited and licensed psychiatric inpatient facility and is looking for qualified applicants who want to focus on improving the lives of psychiatric patients with emotional and behavioral problems. To apply to these positions, please bring your resumes to 110 John S. Q. Drive, Alexandria. Or for more information on these or other positions, or to find out more about Crossroads Hospital Services, call 1-800-737-3808. That's 1-800-737-3808. Crossroads Regional Hospital is an equal opportunity employer.
Marler Furniture is now receiving truckloads of all new styles, looks, and models for 2009. Fill your entire bedroom for one great price. Get a dresser, mirror, chest, headboard, mattress, box spring, and frame in twin for $329, full for $359, and queen just $399. You won't find prices like this anywhere, so hurry in to Marler Furniture and get yours while supplies last. Like we say, if you didn't buy from Marler, you paid too much. Marler Furniture, 98 Bolton Avenue, Alexandria.
This hour of music is brought to you by Ricky's Rib Shack.
Rib Shack? Come on, I thought we were all vegetarian around here.
Well, that's nice to know.
Red 104.3. Mmm, that tofu's tasty.
And And you're listening to Strangeland Radio 104.3. Up next, Alcohol and Ice by Hell Yeah is going out to Alicia out there to celebrate her new bun in the oven, because we all know alcohol's probably what got her in that situation.
A little bit of sunshine, a little bit of booze, a little bit of me, and a little bit of you. A little bit country, a little bit of blues, a little slice of heaven, and a little piece of you. Come on, alcohol and ass. Pour another drink in my glass. Alcohol.
Rockin', we be rockin'. KEZP Bunky Alexandria, Red 104.3, an Opus broadcasting station.
I told him I couldn't lie. He was the only one for me. 2 weeks a week.
1043. All right, you just heard Misery Business on Red 1043. You're listening to Strangeland Radio. If you got something you want to say, you can go to strangelandradio.com. We got the listen and chat option. Get on there, request songs, talk to our groups. Or if you got any strange stories or any other songs you want to hear, you can go to 473-1043. Give us a call. Right now, we got Pearl Jam Jeremy coming up.
Rangeland Radio with Brad and Brandon on the new 104.3 KEZP. Any more fun and you need a shot of penicillin. Oh, God.
Having trouble trying to sleep. I'm counting shit but running out. As time ticks by, still I try. No rest for clock stops in my mind. On my own, here we go. Feel like they're gonna bleed right up and bulging out my skull. My mouth is dry, my face is numb. Something's spun out in my room. On my own, here we go. The set on overdrive. The clock is laughing in my face. Crooked spine. My senses dulled. That's the point of delirium. Of my own, here we go. The line, they're gonna bleed right up and bulging out my skull. My mouth's dry, face is numb. Wrapped up and spun out in my room.
Woman kick my ass. If she tried anything, I'd be like, ah, you get your bitch ass back in the kitchen and make me some pie.
And welcome back to Strangeland Radio. You just heard Brain Stew by Green Day. Before the break, we were talking about a Waverly Hills Tuberculosis Sanitarium in Louisville, Kentucky. Definitely one of our best investigations we ever did. One good experience that we had earlier that night, we were setting up our equipment. Brandon and I were on the fifth floor, which used to be the children's ward. And we were setting up some toys and stuff for the supposed children's spirits to play with. And, you know, we said, if anyone's here, you can, you know, kick these balls around, do whatever. And we leave them there, and we head downstairs. And as we're on the fourth floor, you hear above us, like, kind of like somebody, like, pretty much just trampling, like four or five kids running above us.
It was definitely one of those butthole pucker effect moments.
Yeah, kind of instead of a brain stew, it was more of a butt stew.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, at the same time, we were on our two-way radio, was trying to relay and try to call, asking if someone could come kind of lead us out because it was getting confusing, trying to find a way out. Same time, our two-way radios were given this real weird frequency. I mean, just between all that and a new place we had never been in, it was definitely a hair-raising experience. One of the most popular things people see there are what they call the shadow people. And at first, we were kind of hesitant to actually believe it, thinking, you know, it might have been just people's own shadows casting from traffic lights and all that. But throughout the night, we definitely did see something like that. Brandon and I were down the hallway looking, and plain as day, we saw it looked like maybe a 6-7-year-old girl with a ponytail and a long dress just walk from side to side, from one end of the hall to the other.
Yeah, we also saw looked like a lady walking down the hallway towards us, kind of, and then kind of just disappeared. And, man, it's like, it'll blow your mind when you see stuff like that.
Yeah, it definitely, there's a lot out there we do disprove, which is our main goal, is disproving hauntings. But there are those things where you just, no matter how hard you try, you just can't explain.
Yeah, anybody wants to see the evidence from Waverly, they can go to LASpirits.com. You can look at all the evidence. We're going to play a couple of EVPs here again in a minute.
Yeah, this next one coming up is taken by our director, Jennifer. And she was on the fourth floor, and
They were just investigating, looking for how to get to the fifth floor.
Yeah, they found this back stairwell, and as they're talking, they say, oh, we'll take this back stairwell, and you can hear this female say, yeah, where they ignore us all. I mean, very clear, and we'll play that for you right now.
Well, we got to go through the other stairs over there, the next stairs.
Okay. Yeah, where they ignore us all.
All right, if y'all heard that lady say where they ignore us all, again, that wasn't one of our members. And that was, like I said, what we call an EVP. That's not something we actually hear at the time. That's something we hear when we get, like, back and listen to the recorder. So it's a pretty cool little piece of evidence there.
And I know people hear that and say, yeah, well, that's probably them just talking into it. But, I mean, think about it. Why would we have driven about 1,000 miles and spent all that money just to go talking to a recorder? I would have done that myself at home and tried to fool y'all with it. But definitely an amazing type of evidence is EVPs, electronic voice phenomena. You can like I said, go to LASpears.com and check out more evidence like that. They come in three different classes, A, B, and C. Obviously, A being the clearest like that, all the way to C, which are kind of bangs and moans, some stuff like that.
And that's what we're here for, to keep y'all edumacated on the ghosts.
Edumacated on the ghostesses.
Yes. And if anybody needs any help with anything, like if you think your house is haunted or you think anything's wrong, then, yeah, give us a contact, you know, LASpears.com, StrangelineRadio.com. Give us a call up here at the studio, 473-1043. But, well, again, we were talking about Christmas music earlier, too. And, again, you know, just the Christmas music, they warm my heart. I love the Christmas music. This is all the good songs. So we got another one here we're going to play for y'all. It's another one from South Park. It's Mr. Mackey, Carol of the Bells.
Okay.
Okay. Drugs are bad, okay. So, only here on Red 104.3.
And coming up, we'll have Killers when you were young.
Cooler than two homeless guys fighting in an alleyway. You're listening to Strangeland Radio on the new 104.3.
Sweet silver bells all seem to say ding dong, okay. Christmas is here, bringing good cheer to young and old, weak and a a boat. Ding dong, ding dong, that is their song. This joyful ring, all caroling. One seems to hear words of good cheer from everywhere, filling the air. Oh, how they pound, raising a sound. Oh, hearing deaf, telling their tale. Gaily they ring while people sing songs of good cheer. Christmas is here. Ding dong, ding dong, that is their song. Merry, joyful ring, all caroling. On, on they sing, down without end. Their joyful tune. Every home, dark, hear the bells, sweet silver bells, all seem to say, ding dong and clang. On, on they send, on without end, their joyful tone to every home. Ding dong, ding dong.
Okay. Strange Land Radio with Brad and Brandon on the new 104.3.
All right, well, that was Mr. Mackey with Carol of the Bells. Okay. We hope you're like enjoying listening to Red 104.3. Hope you're enjoying Strangeland. We're rocking your face off. But the fun doesn't stop here. You can listen in the mornings with the Morning Buzz with the Redhead and the Morning Mistress. Then from there, you can go into the Drone Zone again with the Mistress, the beautiful, wonderful Mistress. Then in the afternoons, you got the Red Zone with the Germ. Right now, we got a little Metallica, The Day That Never Comes, on request. So y'all keep on rocking your faces off with Red 104.3, Strangeland Radio.
noticed or not, but radio doesn't suck as much as we used to.
Hey, but we're really not a radio station, are we? We're just Red 104.3.
With Brad and Brandon on the new 104.3 KEZP. Any more fun, and you need a shot of penicillin. Oh, God.
Oh,
a woman kick my ass. If she tried anything, I'd be like, ah, you get your bitch ass back in the kitchen and make me some pie.
All right, we got a special request here for Geriatric Gin by the Toadies, Possum Kingdom, only on Red 104.3.
Make up your mind. Decide to walk with me around the lake tonight. Around the lake tonight. Gentlemen behind the bar.
than two homeless guys fighting in an alleyway. You're listening to Strangeland Radio on the new 104.3.
And welcome back to Strangeland Radio.
We're kind of wrapping up here on Waverly Hills. Again, we played a couple of our evidence clips, things, you know, we have, some EVPs.
I hope you guys liked it. If y'all didn't hear them too good or want to hear more, like I said, go to LASpirits.com. You can hear tons more there. You can also look at videos we've captured and interesting photographs as well.
Or you can contact us there if you think you got a little ghosty running around your house or anything weird. We come check it out for you.
Yeah, and like I said, that's not why we're not just stopping on paranormal. We're going to do everything strange and weird and unusual that we think of, hence the name Strangeland Radio.
Yeah, so if you got something y'all want to hear talked about in future shows, you can, you know, write us at brad@strangelandradio.com or brandon@strangelandradio.com.
Give us some suggestions. We'll focus the whole show on that and try to find good guests that can conform to that topic.
Speaking of guests, I can hint around in the coming weeks we're going to have a possibly maybe a Playboy playmate.
Yeah, it's safe to say Miss September of 08.
And then we're going
to
have a competitive eater.
I don't know if you ever guys watched Crazy Legs Conti. He's a high title holding competitive eater.
Oh, yeah. And maybe possibly a certain blue wrestler.
Blue is in Blue Meanie?
Yeah, Blue Meanie. Blue Meanie will be in the show in the next couple of weeks.
Like I said, we got tons of great stuff coming up. Some of the biggest guests that you can imagine on your standard FM radio. Tune in.
And if you enjoyed talking about the paranormal and you want to learn more about the paranormal, then we got a little convention going on in Shreveport coming up February 28th. I'll let Brad say the name because I always mess it up.
What you expect a redneck? He can't say anything French. You got to leave it to a coonass from a Vols Parish.
Oh, yeah. Well, say the name then.
Le Festival d'Esprit. Oh, yeah. Louisiana's first paranormal convention.
It's going to be a real good convention. $50 for the ticket to get in. It's an all-day event. We're giving away free ghost hunting stuff. We're giving away free food. One of my favorites. If you ever see me in person at a certain local restaurant I work at, you know I'm kind of chubby. I like the food.
And thanks to his employment at this restaurant, I get
free
hookup. So
oh, yeah.
I'm not far behind him in the poundage. Information on that, go to ghostgathering.com. You can, if you go in right now, get your tickets before Christmas, enter the discount code HOHOHO, one word, and you get 20% off of all tickets that we have.
Yeah. But I hope to see y'all there in Shreveport, and I hope y'all enjoyed and listened to Strangeland Radio. Again, you got anything you want to talk to us about, you can go to strangelandradio.com, chat room, listen, and chat.
Yeah, coming up next is Marcy's Playground, Sex and Candy, which if I would write it, I would do the coonass version, Boudin Cracklins. That's what I kind of like the smell of myself.
Boudin and Cracklins in the morning.
We're going to pretty much wrap it up here. We'll come back right at about 10 for one final farewell. But
maybe one more little Christmas song we're going to play.
Never know.
A little
maybe
special.
So. But in the meantime, Sex and Candy, Marcy's Playground.
Downtown by myself, and I had so much time to sit down and think about myself. And then there she was, like double cherry pie. Yeah, there she was, like disco superfly. I smell sex and candy here. Who's that lounging chair? Who's that casting devious stares in my direction? Mama, this surely is a dream. Yeah. Yeah, mama, this surely is a dream. Dig it. Down by myself, and I've had too much caffeine, and I was thinking about myself, and then there she was, in platform double suede. Yeah, there she was, like disco lemonade. Yeah. I smell sex and candy here. Who's that lounging chair? Who's that casting devious stares in my direction? Mama, this surely is a dream. Yeah, yeah, mama, this surely is a dream. Yeah, yeah, mama,
smell sex and candy here. Who's that lounging in my chair? Who's that casting devious stares in my direction? Mama, this surely is a dream. Dig it. Yeah, mama, this surely. Mama, this surely is a dream. Yeah. Yeah, mama, this must be my dream.
Strange Land Radio with Brad and Brandon on the new 104.3.
She calls me from the cold, just when I was low, feeling short of stable. All that she intends, and all she keeps inside is in on the label. She's ashamed. Can she take me for a while? Can I be a friend? We'll forget the past, or maybe I'm not able, and I break at the bend. Here I. To fade away again.
She dreams of champagne dream, strawberries surprise, pink linen on white paper, lavender and cream, fills up her heart for lies, reality escapes her.
With Brad and Brandon on the new 104.3 KEZP. Any more fun, and you need a shot of penicillin. Oh, God.
Silence, nerd.
Prepare for a moon spanking.
Now you drop those sweatpants right now.
Good. Then let the mating begin. Carefully now. Agitate the hell out of this snake.
Oh, hell no.
Want to work for a company that values you as a team member, one with equitable treatment of all employees, and pays for the skills you obtain? At Royal Martin, everyone works as a team to make building products of the highest quality. With locations in central Louisiana, Royal Martin is looking for production team members. Training is provided, but you must be a team player and have career advancement goals. Royal Martin offers a full benefit package and strong competitive pay. Join a company that has been part of central Louisiana since 1923. Go to Royal RoyalMartin.com for more information. Royal Martin is an equal opportunity employer.
Marler Furniture is now receiving truckloads of all new styles, looks, and models for 2009. Fill your entire bedroom for one great price. Get a dresser, mirror, chest, headboard, mattress, box spring, and frame in twin for $329, full for $359, and queen just $399. You won't find prices like this anywhere, so hurry in to Marler Furniture and get yours while supplies last. Like we say, if you didn't buy from Marler, you paid too much. Marler Furniture, 98 Bolton Avenue, Alexandria.
My children were very disrespectful. They were defiant. The results from the total transformation were almost immediate. The children stopped arguing.
Is your child disrespectful and defiant with you about everything? Are they arguing with you constantly and having problems in school? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the total transformation.
They have become very task-oriented at school. They complete their assignments in a timely manner without being asked. I firmly believe it is 100% the total transformation. It truly changed our lives.
Backtalk, lying, even problems with ADD and defiant teens. I'll help you transform the worst behavior problems and get peace and sanity in your home. Guaranteed. Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less and my weekly newsletter free with your order. 1-800-406-2918. 1-800-406-2918. Call now. 1-800-406-2918.
KP Jewelers on Jackson Street.
Hi, I'm Keith Patton with KP Jewelers. Our whole team of jewelry associates have been busy with many new and previous customers. Now it's time for us to wait on you. We really are yours truly when it comes to jewelry gifts. Here's some of the season's top-selling items you may want for Christmas. Fortaleigh pendants and earrings, Seiko watches, Julia Knight giftware, Pandora charms and bracelets, diamond fashion jewelry such as earrings, circles, crosses, and journey pendants, and a tremendous variety of pearls. Now, we have stocked our store so you have plenty of selections, and we have experienced sales associates to help you find that perfect jewelry choice. So complete your Christmas shopping with a gift from KP Jewelers. We're open every day till 7 p.m. and Sundays 12 to 5. Whatever you're looking for, come see us at KP Jewelers on Jackson Street next to Wendy's.
From our family to you, KP Jewelers on Jackson Street, yours truly.
Who rocks? Red Rocks. That's us, KEZP, Bunky Alexandria, Red 104.3.
An Opus broadcasting station.
Just have to go, cause I don't know when. So all your favorite streets is appealing to see.
Hey guys, I hope y'all enjoyed this episode of Strangeland Radio. Again, make sure you tune in every Sunday night from 8 to 10 with Brad and Brandon here on Strangeland. If y'all got anything y'all want to hear for next week, make sure y'all email us. Like I said, brad@strangelandradio.com or brandon@strangelandradio.com.
Definitely want to thank all of those that listened in and for our second show stuck around for the first nerve-wracking nail-biting show. I definitely think we got those butterflies
better
knocked
time.
Out of the way. It'll only get better from here.
Yeah. Well, we're going to leave y'all off here with one of our little favorite Christmas songs here.
One last one. We definitely hope you and your families have a very safe and happy holiday.
Same here. Merry Christmas. And as I always like to say on the way out, screw you guys, I'm going home.
After this one, we're going to play one good song courtesy of, I think, the one groupie we have so far. So
groupies, woo!
The one groupie out there, this song is for you after Nirvana, Rape Me. But in the meantime, Nutcracker.
Whoa, this song's pretty cool.
Yeah, it sounds like Ozzy. Dun 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 dun.
This
is
Red 104.3.
Rape me.